Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Joins us Thursdays right here. LandryFootball.com will let you know how you can get all of his information. Chris, when you were getting going in the 80s in your career in football down at LSU, and just to put this in context, today officially the one-time freebie transfer becomes the rule. What were transfers like back then? Do you remember anything specific about a player or two?
Well, there were always a few players that that just maybe they didn't fit in. They were struggling academically, they were not able to pan out on the football field, or maybe socially they were having trouble. They were homesick or just whatever.
Right.
They're handled very individually, and you always looked out. The best case for them, you always tried to find a place for them. But it really depended, Bill. It was very individual. So, a lot of guys want to transfer. They're frustrated. Most of these guys come from being their best player on their high school team, one of them at least, to, it's a lot tougher. Things came easier. It's tougher to do it. People can relate. Sometimes just students, right? It comes easy in high school. Got to work harder, and it's harder. And they're not having as much success. The first instinct is I'm going back home. I'm quitting. I'm whatever. And look, you got to know the kid, and sometimes you got to prevent them from making a big mistake, a one that they're going to regret a month later, and it's too late. So it was very individualized in what I think we have gone to. It is the opposite of that, in that you've got scholarship limits, which we had scholarship limitations then too, but now it's more about everyone say, oh, well, let the kid go. Let him do what he wants. It's the freedom. The kid is going to get the shaft in the end, because most of them are not going to, and they're not the ones that you would talk about a lot on a show like this.
Right.
Most of them that are not real good are not going to have a place to go, a landing spot. And then the other thing is, here's the little, you want to peek behind the curtain, folks, here's what really happens. Players A, B, and C, not quite cutting it, you're going to call them in and say, you're going to want their scholarships back. And so you're going to push them out the door. And so you're hearing that they're transferring. Yeah, they're transferring. Sometimes they're basically being told, we don't have a spot for you here. And they will make calls for you, maybe at a lower level than what we are. And, that's the dirty little secret. Back in my day, you never would dream of doing that. You could not own up to a scholarship for a player. Oh, there's no way in heck you're going back to that high school again. Because you just now it's understandable. It is, you go, you don't like it, you can leave, you can come and go, no real commitment. That's not a big issue today. In fact, Bill, this. It used to be, if you made an offer to a kid, if for some reason you decided to offer a kid as a junior, which everybody does it now, but back then it was very rare, something quite didn't happen. You honored that offer because you couldn't go back into that high school again. Now, I mean, you make an offer on Monday. On Wednesday, you can rescind it. They can do the same. It mirrors society, doesn't it? There's no real commitment to anything, and that's where we're headed. And it's not – I think people are so naive to think it's going to benefit the player. Oh, it may benefit some here or there. Overall, look, if you're not cutting it to the degree, but you're working hard, you're a good student, you do all the right things, you're not quite good enough, it's like pro ball, man. You know, we're going to move on, and we're going to take another bite at the apple and give these other young guys a chance, because you know what? You're already a junior. You're not really helping us even in the depth role. We're going to go and use that scholarship somewhere else, and that's what's happening, and it's going to happen more and more.
Coach C over in South Carolina brought this up earlier. I wasn't even thinking about it. It was a tweet from the UCF football account, and it says, take a look at the future. And, Chris, it's football players at UCF in their uniforms, I guess on the field, and on the back where you would have Landry or King, the name, it's at Billis King. Or at Landry Football, or at Crazy Charlie 615. That's what they're saying we're about to see on the back of the jersey, the Twitter account of players.
Yeah, it's going to all look like a Maryland football helmet. You can't quite figure out what you can. It's going to look like a NASCAR. It's just it's. I don't know. Is that where it's going to go? Now tell me somebody wants to see that at a traditional school to take the, for example, the historical, maybe some people call it boring Penn State blue, Penn State white, and you start putting stuff on that. That's what they do in European soccer. I mean, they seem to have, Adidas and then, like, 10 other things on there that, I don't know what they are, but they're sponsored. I think it's the unintended consequences on a lot of this. They don't think things through enough. They're very reactive, not proactive. And it's, I'm going to stop because it's one of my frustrations about college football. And I know it's college athletics as a whole, but college football, it's so poorly organized. And it's so poorly reactive and lacking in visionary component to it, to where they just dig themselves into a rabbit hole, got to come out, and they go into another. It's just a lot of this stuff. Look, the concept of players get a lot, I do think that people don't realize that there's not as much money as you think, because people only – track and pay attention to the money that comes into an athletic department. They have no clue what goes out. They have no clue what it costs to run a tennis program, a golf program, a swimming program. And all of that's money out the door. That's like, throwing it out in a hurricane. And you ain't good, go find it. You ain't ever going to find it again. It's just the way it is. I remember Joe Dean coming into my office, as he often did, God rest his soul. And I was looking at tape, and he'd just come and he'd just watch. He wouldn't say anything. Comes in one day, and he's just shaking his head. And he just, and I said, what's up, JoJo? We used to call him JoJo. And I'm going to clean this up. And he said, well, I'll tell you what's up. I'm about to take the phone from my bleepity bleep tennis coach and rip it out the wall. I said, what's good? He's he's going through, spending like $900,000 going to Peru to recruit tennis players. And I remember the tennis, and this is like in the 80s, Bill, spending like $1.1 million on something in track. And we're not talking about facilities. We're talking about money. We're talking about traveling. We're talking about scholarships. We're talking about food. All that stuff adds up. We're 2021. The costs are that much more. Yes, the income is that much more with television contracts, but it doesn't add up. It doesn't add up as much, and the players get a lot. Maybe there's things that you can do to increase the stipend a little bit, but, yeah, where we're going, it's so many people that make comments on this stuff that really have no clue, have never been a part of an athletic department, and they don't realize that this is not pro sports, where if you bring in money as an NFL team, as an NBA team, that's all you got to account for is that team. You're not paying for, you know, the other sports teams that don't make money in the league. Can you imagine that? That's the worst business model ever. But that's what college athletics is due to Title IX. And, you know, I remember when Title IX in the early 80s, because this was President Nixon's deal, I remember being told, wait, you think it's happening, wait another decade or so, and you're going to see what the effect of Title IX. Well, that was in the 80s, and in the 90s it started to kick in. 2021, it's full-blown inferno now.
Tennis coach spending hundreds of thousands, if not more, on recruiting at Purdue.
I'm going to rip that phone out the wall, Cram. Jerry Simmons is the guy, and it was like he always couldn't understand. He got tennis players.
Wow.
Oh, God. And we did. We had more players from Peru and all of that stuff, and Jerry just thought, because Bob Broadhead hired him and said, you're going to make you the best tennis program in the country. That was Bob's thing, you know. And when Bob Broadhead left, God rest his soul, we were so much in the red. It was unbelievable. There's so much money lost. And Joe was hired for one reason, to get the money back in order. Different world, man, different world.
And most everybody, if they're old enough to remember, they only think Joe Dean was a basketball commentator.
That's right. He was correct. String music, you know, was his thing. And back in the day, when this was, you know, pre and even post ESPN cable. So, like, if you were in, you know this, we just put the tournament to bed. Back in the day when you didn't have ESPN, you didn't have cable, you watch college basketball, you might get it a little bit on the weekend, and we'd get a weeknight game. It used to be on a Wednesday night, and it was syndicated. I believe it was Jerry Reinsdorf's company, maybe the White Sox Bulls guy. I think he put together TBS, I believe, or whatever they called it. It was kind of like
Jefferson Pilot?
No, Jefferson Pilot is the same thing, but another company. This
right.
was Reinsdorf. Maybe he owned TBS too. I don't know. I think Jefferson Pilot was a North Carolina base or something. I could be wrong.
Right,
whatever.
Right.
Same concept. But Joe did it, and Joe did it initially with John Ferguson, who used to be the voice of LSU sports back in the day. And he did it for a while, and then they put him with some other folks. I think Tom Hammond and you know that you used to watch. You know, that was a you know appointment viewing because that's all you saw, and maybe you saw a game on Saturday. Most of those games were on Wednesday and Saturday, and that's all you got except for maybe one other national game.
Chris, you got a few moments on the other side.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. More Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. We'll let you know how you can get all of his information as we continue Thursday edition Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Heavy traffic out here now on 65 down to Madison. Checking around 24 westbound near Bell Road. You got all that traffic flow coming in from Rutherford County, arriving in that area there on 24 westbound between Hickory Hollow Parkway and Bell Road. Ripley's Aquarium. Sleep with the Sharks coming up May 12th. Check it out. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Come celebrate Lowe's first annual Spring Fest and give your lawn the look it deserves with 5 bags of premium mulch for $10 or 3 19.3-ounce Bonnie vegetables and herbs for $9. Spring Fest, a festival of fun and savings for your garden and total home, in-store or online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Offers valid through 4/21 while supplies last, in-store only. Selection varies by location, U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones in 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Of course, Landry joins us, LandryFootball.com. Several really good questions we need to get to on Twitter. Chris Rod, a Buckeye living in Houston, Texas, says, ask Chris, does Deshaun Watson have a future or is his playing days over?
Can't answer that, Rod. I don't know. Only the investigation is going to take us to those answers. The only thing I can comment on, because I don't know what happened, and,
right.
and that's going to determine, you know, let me just say this, that I haven't given it a ton of thought because I'm, you know, so busy preparing and working meetings at the draft. But I did have a conversation because I felt I needed to address it on some of the platforms. And I didn't realize to the degree. So he's got 22 filings against him. But there was another 18 to 20 masseuses that wrote letters saying that they worked on him and there was no problem. Let me explain something, how masseuses were. They are very important in today's world, in the NFL, college. NFL teams will have at least an independent contract with an independent contractor with, say, a masseuse company, maybe 2-3, maybe up to half a dozen. Maybe a player will have somebody in his hometown that he lives in the off season, one or two. You got 40 masseuses. That is weird, and is a red flag. That just sends a signal that you're trying to get more out of it than a masseuse. Now just leave it at that. So I don't know all these.
Now, hey Chris, is that the Texans or?
No, that's him.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's okay. got he's basically added up. If he's got 18, that's that. No, 18 to 29. That's 40. I mean, you don't have 40 different. I mean, you have certain people. You normally lack one or two, but you have to have more than one or two, because if you need some work done on you and they're not available. The other thing is, it is pretty common, no snickering out there, it's pretty common these guys really, an important part of the body that needs a lot of work is the groin area. It really is important to increase flexibility, groin pulls and all that. You know, it's just, so that's pretty common. You know, since this has happened, they basically, his people have said, you need to have male masseuses doing that from now on. Because there's just a whole lot of them. That's way too many to I'm just going to leave it there. I just don't know. It's just, I hope that stuff is not true, and we're just going to have to let it play out. Everything is on hold. The teams that were interested in trading for him can't do anything. Is he going to be on the suspended list? Well, I don't know. You know, just, we have to wait and see.
Jeff in Chicago says, Chris, when you were talking about Jodine and TV and the basketball, could you have been talking about Raycom TV back in the day?
Well, Raycom was, you know, I think it was different than Raycom. It could be.
Right.
Jodine was a marketing agent for Converse.
Right.
That's what he did. So, like, you know how before you had Michael Jordan signing Nike, he was that guy. He would he signed Larry Bird and Dr. J and, you know, North Carolina basketball and Dean Smith. It was a different world. That's what he did. And he ended up being on TV. But, yeah, maybe it was. I think it was the old TVF, but I could be wrong. It was whatever it was, whatever the name, it was the Rindoff deal. It very well could be Raycom. I don't know.
Coach's hot seat out in Lake Tahoe. Says the Alabama spring game is coming up this Saturday. It will be on ESPN, and we'll get to see Bryce Young and Paul Tyson. Chris, you know the coach pretty well from your days back in Cleveland and LSU and all that. Is there really a quarterback battle at Alabama between these two or not? I don't think it is, but I'm not.
Well, yeah, you know, the end result is Bryce is going to be the guy, but there's a process, as you know, that has to take place. If, you know, if the reason there is because he's really a good worker, Bill O'Brien has taken a real shine to him and vice versa, and he's got a chance to be special. But the reason why it's never, quote-unquote, it's a done deal, because the reason why he's going to win it is the reason why it's a presumptive thought that he is. If he were to not play well, if he were to regress and not do things, well, then, yeah, you got a problem. So nothing's ever guaranteed until you go out and do it. It's kind of like, well, you know, they're going to win this game. Well, they are, provided they do certain things. So the big thing I always tell folks is, yeah, it's an intriguing thing to look at quarterback battles. I don't really – it's not to me as important about who wins it, but how many guys can you win with? So I don't care who wins the job. Who's the guy that comes in when that guy gets hurt or something happens to him? Because that's what you're playing with, and that's what's going to determine, you know, whether you can get through a game or three games or what have you. So how many guys can you get ready to play winning football, to be able to run your offense, to make all the decisions, to make all the plays, make all the throws? That's, to me, what's most important. And in order to do that, you have to have a competitive environment, and you have to let them go. And the end result is going to be somebody's one, somebody's two, and it's going to be Bryce unless something really happens to regress. If it is a problem, then – or if it is an issue, then it's going to be a problem, because it means that somebody regressed, injury, what have you, you know. But, you know, I think getting multiple guys ready to go is the key for anybody, including Bama.
I'll equip a Bob. Ask Chris what the deciding trait is when he is in a war room on draft day and the topic is trying to decide between two players who are equal in ability. That's a very good question.
Yeah, it is. Depends on the position. So, first of all, you go through one thing. Are they both clean medically? Somebody's not real clean medically, got an issue. Let's say it's a receiver. You've got 14 critical factors for a receiver. You rank them in order 1 to 14. I have always worked on a worksheet. So let's say you've got two guys or four, whatever the case may be. We'll take two. You grade it. You put a grade. You don't just say this guy's better here or there. You got to put a grade on it. So if this receiver's most important criteria, hands, if this guy's got 6'9 hands, the other guy's got 6'4 hands, you know, those are great calculations. You put in order, you put the grade in all the 14 categories. They're prioritized 1 through 14. You add up the number. That's your tiebreaker, because what you're saying is these are the most important characteristics that we look for at that position, and this is how they come out in the most important areas. That is done, should be done, and is done in advance in meetings. If you're arguing about that, that close to the draft, like a day or two, then you haven't done your job prior to that. But that's pretty simple. But there's some other factors like injuries. That's a huge factor. It could be at a certain position. I mean, mental ability to learn is very important, but it's even more important at some positions than others.
This dovetails that question, and it's been a long debate, Chris. I'm sure I've asked you about this numerous times. When it comes down to the best player next on the board or a need, isn't it best or not to always go with the board, the best player? Because if you draft for need, you may be reaching at that spot. True or false?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is true. But it's a take it to a different level. So there are different grade tiers. So, for example, the grading system I've worked with for 30-plus years, a superstar ability, 7.4 to 7.0 is a grade tier. 6'9 to 6'5 is a great tier. Well, what is 6'9? It's only two players in this draft in the 7'4 to 7'0 category. In 6'9 to 6'5, I've got 22. I've got two in the 6'9 and 20 in the 6'5. So let's say those top four guys are off the board. You've got now 20 players with 6'5 grades. So player 5 and player 24 are the same grade, Bill. So
right.
You can go. You're basically, by definition, if you do your draft board correctly, you set your draft board regardless of need, because you can't make a player better or worse because you need him. It doesn't make them better.
Right.
It's just, you know, so you grade them regardless of need. Then if you do that and you hold to the integrity of setting up your draft board, then you can say, you know what, player 5 to 24 – we can go in any direction within that group. We might stack them 5, 6 all the way to 24, but we're okay taking any one of those players. So then you can go with a player of need as long as he's in the same grade plateau. If he's not and you reach a grade level, that's where you make a mistake. So that's the – well, is it best players? It's an accumulation of both, and you don't gerrymander the grades. You set the board up correctly, and it just makes the sense. Now, the top of the board, what I normally do in the grade categories, quarterbacks are more valuable. But, you know, if you're a team and you're Kansas City and you're probably not going in that direction at a certain spot, you know, you may go with another player at the same grade. So that's, to me, that's how you do it. And, you know, the stacking of it within the same grade, you want to make sure they're in the right order as you see them. But that's where you can start to say, this guy's a little bit priority. Here's the other thing. Not only just need, but if you need a guard, you need a safety, you need a tackle, you need a defensive tackle, look at the position of the draft that you're in. If you're in the first round, what position are you more likely to fill in the second, third, fourth, fifth in this draft? Where is there greater depth at those other positions? You got greater depth at guard in the fourth round, probably ought to go at defensive tackle where there's not a lot of depth this year. So that's why you have a draft board. Visually, you can look and see, you know what? Better get our DT now. we can get our offensive tackle or offensive guard a round or two later. We got a better chance of it. So it is about a game of numbers, because the draft is about identifying players that you want, you like, and then getting as many of them as possible. And most teams, everybody works off a board of about 100 players, not, 400. I have a larger number because I'm having to do it for all of them, all the teams, but teams work with 100, 150 players top on their board.
Couple more, Chris, before the break. Jeff in Chicago is a big IU fan. Obviously, basketball has not been too good for them in recent memory. He says, ask Chris that about the Iowa and IU football opener. Just some general thoughts on that coming up here in a couple of months.
Well, it's going to be a better game than most expect. I think Tom's done a great job there. I will be, pretty good as well. I think it'll be competitive. Here's what I do, and after I put the draft to bed, because you mentioned spring, just a little tip, and I'm going to have a little bit more detail on this. After the draft, what I do is, because I have all the tape, access to the practice tape, I will spend about 2 hours on each, as many teams as I can, and I'll look through practice tape from the start to, practice, scrimmage, and then depending on what they do with their spring game, which is normally I may or may not look at that, and I get a real good feel for how a team has progressed, because I can look at it sequential, right in one shoot. So what I do is take that, and I go back to my film grade notes from last year, and I'm going to have a kind of a breakdown of both of those teams. But I like both of the teams coming in to have a competitive season. I don't know that either one are going to be top 15-ish, but we'll see. I want to break down that a little bit more detail. And I will, as I'll break down all the teams, May, June, and July, as we put the draft to bed.
One more, and then we'll let you know how you can get all of Chris's information. Mike is a big Penn State fan up in New Jersey, but his question is, ask Chris why Devontae Smith seems to be slipping down the draft boards. Is that true?
There's no such thing as slipping. People are just finalizing their draft boards now. So they can't – nobody's slipping. Here's the bottom line. If all these quarterbacks go as high as people think, it's pure numbers. I mean, if you got the first three, maybe first four are quarterbacks, well, everybody that's not a quarterback is going to quote-unquote slip. So, Kyle Pitts, Penei Sewell, Jamar Chase, Devontae – I mean, if you're looking at just the best players, you might see it a little bit differently, but that's just the byproduct of the position. Jamar Chase is likely going to be the first receiver taken, as I felt all along, because of his size. It depends on what you want. Devontae can play X, Z, slot. He's the most versatile guy. To me, he's Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne reincarnated. He's a great player. Doesn't really matter. I don't know where he's going to go. He could go as high as 6, it can go as high as 10. I mean, it depends upon what we're talking about. What are people looking for? So he is in that category of players graded 5 to 24. He's in that group. He is actually 7th on my board. But that doesn't mean that if you've got a chance to take one of the quarterbacks or if you need a corner, that those guys are not going to go higher. So,
hey, Chris, there's some music.
I know we're out of town. Yeah, go ahead. Big news, we're going to be doing a draft show on LandryFootball.com on the Twitch channel, pick by pick, so check that out.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Appreciate you, Chris. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. There you go. Mr. Chris Landry. We packed as much in there as we could. I mean, we packed it in tight. What would they say? Like sardines. We got them all in there. All right. Coming right back. We are free the rest of the way. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic trying to get down through Wilson County right now. Headed towards Nashville on 40 westbound as you make your way up past OHB. All this traffic here by Stewart's Ferry Pike, 1100 block of OHB in Madison. One car accident there. 11 and Pike and McGavick Pike was tying up traffic on that crash just a few minutes ago as it still runs slow at times. It's just heavy on 40 east as you make your way out of Kingston Springs. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 240-2811 online, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Welcome back to Love League. It's time for Jack to meet our final contestant, April Games. April is a fun-seeking Aries who loves fresh flowers, afternoon showers, and winning. April, describe your perfect night.
Well, Bob, I like to pick up some instant games, find my favorite lucky coin, and see where the night takes me.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack, who will it be?
Yeah, I'm gonna take April Games, Bob.
It's hard not to pick a winner when you pick April Games. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. Get ready to knock down some fun with new multiplier instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Four great games that can multiply your next win into big money. Play for $1, $2, $5, or $10 for your chance to win up to $1 million in cash. Pick up a multiplier game today, and with a little luck, your cash could do some serious math. Multiplier games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
DQ presents, picture this. Picture a DQ chicken and biscuits basket, all white meat chicken strips nestled next to crispy golden fries, and seven mini biscuits, fluffy, flaky mini biscuits that you can dunk in a side of warm pepper gravy. Then you leave the drive-thru and your favorite song comes on the radio, and all the streetlights turn green. This mini win calls for a mini celebration with the DQ chicken and biscuits basket, or get it delivered at DQ.com. DQ. Happy tastes good.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, sunshine, highs near 65, clear tonight, lows in the low 40s, sunny for Friday, highs near 66, cloudy on Friday night, chance of rain, lows near 45. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
On the phones. You just heard the number. Announcer guy just gave you the number. Jeff in the Borough. Welcome in.
What's happening, Bill?
So a kid, a linebacker there in the Borough, was it Elijah Herring? Who was the linebacker committed to Tennessee?
His name was Elijah Herring. He's a linebacker, plays at Riverdale. He's going to be the 2022 class. He's the first commitment for Heupel, first commitment in the class against the 2022. He said, I was reading a little bit about it. There's a story on MurfreesboroPost.com. A guy wrote about it, but I saw it on Twitter, too. He said he wasn't worried about – he said he's not worried about, you know, Tennessee's past and what they're struggling with right now. He said he's looking to the future of Tennessee football. He thinks Tennessee football is going to have a bright future, so that's why he committed. But
Now, isn't his brother, who's a class of 23 player, isn't he the top player in that class in the state?
I don't know what his name is. I don't know what his name is. I don't know. He might be. I'm not sure what his name is. I don't know what position he plays. He might be at Riverdale, but I don't know what position he plays. I don't know if I've ever seen him play, so I'm not sure about that. So, I know they've got Kelly Holcomb's son. He'll be coming back. He's a senior quarterback. He's going to be a senior this year. You know, Holcomb's an offensive coordinator at Riverdale. calls all the plays and everything.
Is he getting recruited?
I don't know. As far as I don't know. I mean, I have no idea.
He's built
like Kelly was in high school, thin as a rail. And that's what Kelly Holcomb was. He was thin as a rail in high school. And so now I don't think many people looked at him like he went to middle, of course. Rest is history. But he committed. And also, I did want to tell you the Oakland Patriots defending state champ released their – I think it was out already, but there's Ark in the local paper yesterday. They had their football schedule next year. And they've only got 9 games right now. They were looking for a 10th one, but they're playing two out-of-state teams. Out-of-state, they're going to Mississippi and playing a team on Saturday night. They're supposed to be the state champs in Mississippi or some class they're in or something, and they're playing some team from Florida coming up here to play on a Friday night. And as I went out and covered one of their spring sports in the spring, and a guy told me, said they're going to be flying in the day of the game and play Oakland and leave. After the game, fly out and go back to Florida. So it's a 2-year contract. So Oakland is going to have to go back down to Florida next year in 2022 and play them. Got to go back down there and play in Florida next year. And they had a chance to have a third out-of-state game with a team in Ohio, but it fell through. So they couldn't do that. But they've only got 9 games because their region's only got 6 teams in it now. Because when they reclassified, 3 of the teams dropped. They're not in the same class anymore. So they had to have 3. They're all going to play CPA, like I told you. They're going to play them, and they're going to play Hendersonville, first game of the season, first game out of the box. They're going to play them, so that's their 4 non-region games there. But of course, Creasy says, hard for them to schedule. And the guy told me, he said nobody in Tennessee wants to play them, basically. Nobody wants to play them. So, you know, he's tried to call every school. He called every school over in Williamson County, and nobody wanted nothing to do with him. So they didn't want to mess with him, play him or anything. So and all that kind of.
Well, if you get into the playoffs, eventually you're going to have to play him. So.
Well, I mean, eventually you will. Yeah, I mean, I understand. I know that, John. I know what you mean. Yeah, you want to play him eventually, but and all that stuff. But you wouldn't want to
play him twice.
Yeah, you have to. But I mean, like the guy said, the teams in Tennessee will play them, all the region teams. These are the reasons they got to play them. So
these
are reasons got to. But and everything. So.
Well, hey, call down there. I got a game for him. Tell the coach at Oakland, call down there to Valdosta. Probst is suspended. I don't think he'll be back. They've been banned from the postseason for next year.
I heard about it. They got fined
$5,000 too. So I'm sure they're looking for a game.
Yeah, $7,500. They might be looking for a game. But I told a guy last night they'll have to have Creasy Airlines get down to Florida next year. Have to have one of them big planes over to get down to Florida when they play a deal. And also, Bill, if you want a nice World Series ring, you know the Dodgers got the World Series ring here last week. Real nice, no big diamonds and everything.
I still got my 88 ring.
No, we're talking about 2020, Bill.
I know. But I got the one back in the day.
I know that. But I'm saying if you want another one, Bill, David Price is auctioning his off. He's auctioning it off.
He wasn't even part of it.
Well, yeah, they gave him one, Bill.
I get that.
But he's going. Yeah. He's going to auction it off. Money's going to the players' line. So if you want your two rings match at 88, you can get you one. See if you got enough money in the bank. You and Alan from Tampa, maybe y'all can pull y'all's resources. I know Alan from Tampa's so loaded. He probably can buy 10 World Series rings.
I've got. Here's the rings I got. I got the 88 Dodgers and the 2020 Summit Spartans ring.
Oh, Summit Spartans. Okay. How many diamonds does a Spartan one have in it?
Well, I had to buy 3. I had to buy 2 from my boys and then 1 from me. It was I basically work. I work overnights at Home Depot to pay this off.
That's how we're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I can definitely understand. I know Oakland got their rings a while back too, and on one of the on the saying on the ring is what said they're undefeated the first time. They went 15-0 every school history, and one of their famous they've got shirts out and they put it on their ring says Oakland versus everybody. That's what everybody goes now. You know, school versus everybody. So you know and all that. So. Putting on their ring and everything, so, but I know someone's playing Blackman. Bill, you have to get that. You have to get your onside kicks working when you play at Blackman. Coaches follow you. See if you get your onside kicks and you're a 4th down and 50. See if he goes for it on 4th and 50.
Now I heard, I think one of my boys told me that they are scrimmaging Riverdale in August or late July, actually.
That might be true. I
think so. Yeah, I think so.
I haven't heard that, so I don't know. But
check on that. Do some investigative research.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I'll see what I can do. But I'll hang in there. See you.
All right. See you. I'm sure that call right there was very productive for everybody all over America. They just soaked that up, man. We'll take the break and continue on. I'll fix that last little segment. I'll fix it. Don't worry about it. I'll get it all fixed. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Accident with injuries, 800 block of 14th Street near the library. That's going to be over in East Nashville. Watch for the fire department arriving in that area. Still trying to work that wreck, Lebanon Pike at McGavick Pike in Donaldson. It's picked up even more so now on 24. We had that earlier crash westbound near Bell Road. You're able to get up through there. It's just heavy. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811 or simply go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Radnor Wine and Spirits has been serving the greater South Nashville area since 1976. Locally owned and operated, we're here to help you celebrate anniversaries, birthdays, or anything you have to celebrate. We have a large selection of wine, spirits, and high-gravity beers that can fulfill any want you have. Visit us at 2635 8th Avenue South in Nashville, or give us a follow on Instagram at RadnorLiquor615. Log on to the new website, RadnorWineAndSpirits.com. That's Radnor Wine and Spirits in Nashville.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. becomes 2021's first multi-winner at Martinsville this past weekend. Up next, more short track action from Richmond Raceway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube. Search for Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Jay Cutler's burner account. Bill, only thing missing from that segment was Jeff in the Borough asking you if you'd been watching the Dodgers. You say to him no, and then him giving you a Dodger update. Yeah, that's true. We were missing the point in that last segment. Of course, I'm not watching the Dodgers. I couldn't tell you what the record is. I couldn't tell you who looks good. I couldn't tell you who's not looking so good. I'm a Dodger fan, and I do not watch them. Couldn't tell you when their next game is. Couldn't tell you how many games they've already played. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, please tell Jeff in the borough to take a breath once in a while. Wears me out just listening to him talk. I don't think he breathes. He doesn't need to breathe. He could just do it on his own. It's not a problem at all. We were talking about this a little bit earlier. Let's reset everything, y'all. The one-time freebie will be officially approved today. It's considered absolutely a done deal. The formality apparently is today, and then voila, there you have it, the one-time freebie. Transfer for any reason. Maybe you wake up one day and you look at the sky doesn't please you. It's not as blue as you would like it. I think I need to transfer. Yeah, apparently that's a sign I don't need to be here. I'm out of here. Maybe the coach said something mean to you, and being a snowflake, you can't take it. You're leaving. I can't put up with this crap. Nobody should ever coach me like that. I'm out of here. Wake up and your girlfriend, little Susie, says she's breaking up with you and you can't take it. Your heart is broken. I probably need to get out of here. Any reason you want, you get the one-time freebie. The media is praising this like this is the panacea of all panaceas. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. Oh, my God. We are taking care of the players. This is so good. I may weep. I may just sit here and weep. And it will be the rule of law by the NCAA. One-time freebie transfer. Oh, my gosh. We are so good at taking care of the players. Look at us. Can I look in the mirror at myself? I am so righteous. It's just all about the players. That's just get ready. They're already doing it. Get ready for that steady drumbeat from the main media out there. Get ready for it. It's already there, but get ready for a steady diet of that garbage from your mainstream media. And, of course, we're coming up on very shortly the name and likeness thingy, too, which is going to be a big zoo. Now, I'll say this. With all these topics, I may be against them, which I am. Clearly, I've told you this. Not just recently. Told you this 10 years ago. But we will have plenty of that to entertain us on the show. Yeah, we'll take advantage of it. Even though it's not a good idea, we'll take advantage of it. I will reiterate. Let's peel back the onion or look behind the curtain, whichever one you want to use there. This is all about the NCAA not wanting to pay the players out of their own money. So they're conceding things. They're conceding bits here, bits there. And now I'm not an NCAA guy per se, but I agree with them. You shouldn't be paying players out of your own money. I don't agree with that. I'm not for paying players. They already get paid. They already get hundreds of thousands of free stuff that, again, the willing media will tell you they get nothing. They get absolutely nothing. Perpetuating the biggest lie maybe told in college sports every day of the week, every day of the year. And the media, I guess, what's the saying? If you tell a lie enough, eventually it becomes the truth. And that's somebody, I don't know who originated. That's not an original thought, obviously, for me, but it's true. If you keep drum beating a lie long enough, eventually it just becomes real, becomes the truth. And the media's got no problem doing that. They love doing that. There's no objectiveness at all to it. But yes, that becomes the law of the land officially today. Now, if you are a fall or winter sport person, male, female, then you have, was it May 1? I believe. I'm not looking at the article. I think they said your deadline yearly will be May 1. And then if you are a spring sport person, I believe it's July 1. But don't hold me. I think that's correct, but don't hold me to the exact date in case I am missing a few days here or there. And, of course, you already have the grad transfer prior, which I think I like that rule. Yeah, I do like that rule. And here's the other item. People were getting cleared left and right anyways to play immediately for, hey, I'm not getting to play over here. Yeah, I'm not good on the depth chart. And the NCAA was already clearing people like never before, but I guess this makes it official, so they don't have to worry about it. Oh, and another item, there's the music, but one other item. You know where this is going. Pretty quickly, I'm just warning you folks, why don't players get unlimited transfers? Coaches get it. That's where this is going, y'all. Prepare yourself. We'll be back.